So I'm just sitting here thinking about the space that I'm in right now. And I know that if you're following my podcast, you'll hear a lot of negative stuff because the stuff that I've been going through is so sad. So I have to release it and let it out just for peace of mind. But now things are pretty decent. So I can't just focus on the bad stuff. I have to focus on what's okay. So right now, well, ever since the Valentine's Day fiasco, we're on speaking terms. And Valentine's Day was such a fiasco because I didn't expect her to reach out to the man that she's dating as soon as I walked away from her. Not only did I think it was a sign of disrespect, but I was like, you know, seriously, you just couldn't wait until the night was over. It was pretty close to being done. Probably had like another hour left, and you couldn't just be respectful and wait. Because number one, you know, we were together for 12 years. I gave up everything. When I'm saying everything, I mean my career, friends, family, you know, everything, just to be with her. So, you know, I think that any time that I spend with her is not going to be disrespectful and reaching out to someone else and texting them while we're together. So that's what got me upset, you know, because I thought it was disrespectful, and I'm just not ready for that. You know, I'm not ready to hear that someone I've been with for 12 years has already moved on and we're not even divorced. You know, who would be ready for that? You know, I have to deal with the rejection of going through a divorce during my stroke, you know, and to know that you've already moved on is another slap in the face. You know, I don't think anybody who's normal can deal with that rejection. And then on top of it, to know that not only have you been rejected, but the person who rejected you has already moved on. So it was just a lot to take. I thought it was disrespectful. It's something that I would never do to anyone. I would feel like I was cheating regardless. I'm trying to be sneaky. As soon as they walked away, I'd reach out and text someone else. I would feel like a cheater. So I wouldn't do that. And I've never cheated on my soon-to-be ex-wife, ever. So, pretty hard pill to swallow for the first person that you've always been 100% faithful to has decided to not be faithful to you. And she's young, so what's the rush? You know, why are you ending another marriage the same way you ended the previous marriage? It's just a vicious cycle that, you know, you choose to go through. And I don't understand it. But, you know, that's her choice. But now, you know, we're in a decent place where we're cordial to each other. And we talk and we, you know, check and see how each other's doing. And there's a possibility that, you know, she has a birthday coming up. So there's a possibility that we're spending, you know, her birthday together. And I just told her, you know, whatever it is, you know, I understand you're starting a new relationship, but be respectful, because I'm asking you not to do those things while I'm around. Just wait till I leave, wait till I'm gone, and then have at it. I don't care, you know, have at it. Because the bottom line is that I want you to be happy. And if I sit here and be miserable, not wanting you to be happy, I'm never going to be happy. So that's not the reason. The reason is just about respect. And that our marriage is not finished. We haven't even gotten divorced yet. You know, I'm still waiting for them to serve her the paperwork. So why are you being so disrespectful so soon? So that's my issue. You know, we're in a decent place right now. We're actually cordial to each other and talking. And that may not be the case when she gets the divorce paperwork. It may get her mad, because there's a lot of things that I put in the divorce paperwork that are not even on this podcast. You know, there's a lot of things that I, you know, reveal to the courts that I haven't revealed on this podcast. So I know she's going to be upset, and I know she may be upset at what I'm asking for, but it doesn't matter. You know, she has to understand, you know, I feel I deserve something. She feels I deserve less, but it doesn't matter what we feel, what we deserve. All that matters is how the judge feels. So I'm just hoping that she doesn't waste her energy and time being upset, and then us, you know, not talking again, because I like the fact that we are speaking and being cordial, because it brings me peace, and I don't have to think about all the mean and the horrible things. I can let those things go for now until something else mean and horrible happens, and then all those feelings come rushing back again. So I'm hoping that when she gets the paperwork, that she sees it and she's like, well, it doesn't matter what she's asking for. It doesn't matter what I'm asking for. All that matters is what the judge thinks that we both deserve to give to each other. So that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for a more quiet outcome. And then I'm hoping to move on. You know, and then soon after this divorce is done, I gotta start focusing on going back east to my family. Because right now, I have no reason to be in California. None at all. So it's time to start planning and getting myself together to move back east. And hopefully, you know, cannabis will be federally legal so I can continue my career in the cannabis industry, because that's all I have. And so we'll see. I don't know, but you know, we'll see what happens. It probably won't happen soon enough, but you know, I have to start all over, something else, something different. But I have enrolled in taking college courses, so I am on the road to getting my life back in order, and it looks like I'll be starting classes on April 8th, and I'll be taking some computer courses and trying to get my associate's degree in computer science, and you know, get my life back on track. You know, my disability has been extended once again, so I can't go back to work, and I'm just hoping that I continue, not hoping, I know, I'm just prayerful, you know, I continue to heal and continue to, you know, get better so I can go back to work and put all this stuff behind me. So I'm just looking forward to happier times and, you know, growth and, you know, moving on. So like I said, I can't keep focusing on the negative of my podcast. The positive thing is that we are cordial. I am starting classes, and my divorce is very soon to be finalized. So I'm just hoping that all of that works out so I can like seriously move on and get on with my life and just see what God has in store for me. So God just continues to be good to me, and I continue to get better and prosper and grow, and I'm happy, and my family is very supportive, and you know, now she is supportive once again, so I'm in a good space, and I hope it stays that way. And if it doesn't, then you know, you'll hear about it, but I'm thinking it will. I'm thinking it'll stay like this, because there's no reason to go backwards. You know, everything is out in the open, and there's not going to be any more disrespect going on, so it's in a decent place. And so I'm just, have a blessed day, continue to pray for me, and I'm headed in a great direction, and things are looking up, so I'm in a good space, and I just wish that, you know, everyone is in a good place. Mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Just be good and be kind and pray, and good things are happening to you. And that's what I hope for myself. So have a blessed day.